An effort to repeal a tax cut on oil companies hit the magic number for its referendum to get on the ballot. The Division of Elections certified today that at least 30,000 of the 50,000 signatures submitted by the group Vote Yes, Repeal the Giveaway are valid. The group also met a requirement that those signatures come from legislative districts across the state. Even though the referendum has cleared all the statutory hurdles, Division of Elections Director Gail Fanumiai says nothing is official yet. She says the computer count of signatures won't be finished until tomorrow and that a manual review of all the questioned signatures might take until the end of August to complete.
I think it's all premature to say anything will be on the ballot until the Lieutenant Governor receives the paperwork and issues a certification.
And she adds there's still the chance that someone could try to file a legal challenge against the referendum. The fight over lowering oil taxes has been lengthy and dramatic, with a lot of money at stake. Legislation passed this spring is projected to cost the state at least $3 billion in revenue over the next 5 years. Tax cut supporters say it's needed to spur production on the North Slope. But those hoping to repeal the legislation are skeptical of that claim and liken the tax break to corporate welfare. If the referendum is certified, it will appear on the August primary ballot in 2014.